heart to the me inside. Romeo the Spirit, take me away. Romeo the Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes. Open my heart to the me inside.
Hello, you are listening to Tall Cat Psychic 101, everything you ever wanted to know about the paranormal but were afraid to ask. I'm Karen Tall Cat Conley, psychic medium and demystifier of woo-woo, coming to you from the beautiful white mountains of Arizona at 7,000 feet. Our apple trees are blooming here, and the tractor guy was here today to plow for my summer garden, so yes, gardens do grow in the high desert, and life is good. We got a good show for you tonight. Tonight's show is Open Mic Night, which means all psychic readings, all the time, the whole show. Yep, that's right. This is your hour for you listeners out there. This is your opportunity to sample my work or to see what a reading is like if you've never had one before. All you have to do is call this number, 888-228-4494, that's for USA and Canada, or 877-489-6350 worldwide or elsewhere. So, have your most important question ready, and I'll take it from there. I want you to know I'm very easy to talk with. I love taking calls, so go ahead, take a chance, take a risk, and call in. I'll tell you a bit about me, and then we'll open the phone lines. For you first-time listeners, here's some information about who I am and how I work. I am a regular person. I'm married. I was a nurse for 20 years before I began professional readings and teaching. I'm a writer and a storyteller. Several of my horse stories have appeared in a national equestrian magazine called Saddle and Bridle, and other real-life tales in Perry Launder Voices and The White Mountains Guide to High Country Living, Maverick Magazine. When I was a nurse, I used to say that I was going to write a book about that career and call it Shit on My Shoes, based on the day that actually happened. Now, any nurses listening will get it. My apologies to those who wonder what the heck I'm talking about. I have communicated with spirit all of my life, since the age of 6. I had also a deep and profound love for God and nature, which helped me to understand the amazing things I knew, felt, and saw, things that other people did not understand or approve of. It is my belief that everyone is psychic by design, capable of communicating with other dimensions, receiving inner guidance, telepathic communication, and more. The degree of ability may vary, but we all have enough of this ability within us to make it all the way back home. I have viewed the future and the past, predicted world events, healed myself and others. So can you. The only thing stopping you from experiencing such things is your inability to allow, to trust, and to support yourself through doubt. When you can do that, you will have the adventures I have had. I offer psychic readings on my website. That's Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com. These readings are interactive, and I call it like I see it. I don't use any tarot cards, and I don't need your birthday, your photo, or even your real name. All I need is the sound of your voice. Your connection to divine source is most important, and my readings will always lead you back to center, to the divine within you. I'm often asked, just where do I get my information? Do I see it or hear it? Am I mind reading? I can see the content of your auric field, and I receive, hear, and see facts about you, often in the form of visual pictures that describe you and your life experiences. These visuals may be literal or symbolic or a mixture of both. usually the ones that, the visuals that seem the most far out to me, turn out to be the most meaningful to the client. The spirit world, where beings of light reside, always available to assist you in your personal evolution, are present. Sometimes they ask questions addressed directly to the client through me. At those times, the spirit world wants you to verbalize or to respond to a direct, pointed question, and so I kind of become the telephone. Most times, I receive feedback from clients after a session saying that the energy of troublesome situations has changed, or an unexpected opportunity comes forward, resolutions or understanding arrives. This happens because your reading happens on all levels at once, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. Okay, the phone lines are open now, so if you'd like to call in and ask a question in the form of a reading or just a question, dial 888-228-4494 for USA and Canada, 877-489-6350. That's for worldwide or elsewhere. I'll just keep chatting until we get some calls. So go ahead if you want to and call in with your questions at any time. I'll stop and go to your question. I want you to know that every one of you is a splendid, unique creation that is divine. Most of you were taught that you are not divine or amazing, but what matters is that you are known and loved in the mind of God. You may not realize how fantastic you are, but you will. You are loved by all spiritual entities, both seen and unseen, in all universes and in all levels of life, linked together through grace, through the grace, intelligence, and love of God. Regardless of how you think of yourself, you have added to the spectacular display of love. In the words of my teacher, Ramtha, you are loved, you are needed, you are cherished, you are the reason for forever, you are the reason for life. Once more, in case you didn't get it, this whole show tonight is an open mic night, so feel free to call in for a reading, get a sample of how I work, or if you've never had a reading, see what one is like. Just dial this number, 888-228-4494, 228-4494, USA and Canada, or 877-489-6350, worldwide or elsewhere. The who that has been with you in every life that you lived, the only entity that will be there when you transition or ascend from your body is you. You are the only one who loves yourself enough to go through all the things you have gone through. When you embrace and love yourself and allow that love to be the standard, you will enter the consciousness of God. You are all that you think you are. And all that you allow yourself to know. God in all things is what you are. So be open to the truth, regardless of its source, and let your feelings be your guide. A wise man, even if he is blind, knows what feels right in his soul. Learn to be wise. Listen to the truth, whatever form it comes in, and know you are worthy of receiving it. So once again, the phone lines are now open for reading requests from the Tall Cat. Call 888-228-4494, USA and Canada, 877-489-6350, worldwide or elsewhere. Looks like we have a caller on line 3. Who do we have on line 3?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
My name's Pinky.
Well, Pinky, how are you? Tell us where you're from, Pinky.
I'm from Eager, Arizona.
Yes, Pinky's a friend of mine, everybody. What can I do for you, Pinky?
Well, I've been challenged by my good friend Brandy to ask you a question. So here's the question.
Good girl.
I've been wanting to know this question for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, I was told by a friend that I had someone waiting for me on the other side when I pass over. And
yes.
I never thought about this possibility. And at the time, I was told his name is Ben. And so I've thought about Ben for years, and I wondered if it was true or not, if there is somebody waiting named Ben.
Well, I'll tell you, Pinky, when you at the time of transition, there's always, I call it like a greeting arrangement or group that comes, you know, to everybody when we cross over. So absolutely you and everyone else at the time of transition will be greeted by loving beings and people from your family that you knew and loved. But this particular mentioning of a person named Ben is interesting to me. Here's the feeling I get when I look at it energetically. It seems to me that Ben is actually a, he almost looks like a cross between what some people call a guide, you know, a person that has been incarnated in the body many times and has now lives on the other side, so to speak, and functions as a guide or a helper for people that are still incarnated. He has also the feeling to me, Pinky, this may sound kind of strange, but it seems to me you may have known him in other incarnations as well. So that when you and Ben meet, it will be quite, you know, like a joyous reunion is the words that I get.
Like we've known each other a long time.
Yes. Yes. I believe that he is extremely familiar to you, if not from this lifetime, from another incarnation. Very connected to you, very much so.
Neat.
And a very loving
He's
a very loving being as well.
A good feeling about it, but I just thought, well, I'm going to ask that question and then see if it could possibly be true.
Yes.
Well, thank
was it
you.
A psychic?
I don't want to take a lot of your time.
It's okay, Pinky. I'm so glad that you called.
Okay.
And thanks for listening.
Okay. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
So, as we were saying, I just want to remind everybody again at the time of transition, you know, transition is something that is interesting. We've all done it before. We've all lived many lives and we've all transitioned before. But what is most interesting about it is that we have forgotten exactly what happens when we reincarnate and come back to this plane in a new body for a new experiences to gather more wisdom. We don't recall our past incarnations necessarily, at least not all of it. So this is partly hard to make progress on this plane. So as I'm getting a little beeping there. Okay, I'll carry on. Unless somebody tells me we're not connected, I'll keep going. So there's nothing to fear at the time of transition. It is actually, I often liken the transition from life to death, I compare that to the connection at birth. So you're simply stepping into a new dimension. And in this case, Pinky will have a wonderful man by the name of Ben there, a male entity. So as I was saying, be open to the truth, regardless of its source, and let your feelings be your guide. You know, a wise man, even if he is blind, knows what feels right in his soul. Learn to be wise. Listen to the truth, whatever form it comes in, and know that you are worthy of receiving it. Now, as a demystifier of woo-woo, I enjoy pointing out that every one of you is intuitive by design. You may have noticed that children are open and communicate easily with God, animals, and each other. It's not unusual for children to show you fairies or angels, or for you to find a child conversing with an invisible friend. As I was saying, we arrive on this plane with great knowing, inner knowing, and understanding only to forget. About the time of schooling, social conditioning takes over, and that's why it's often difficult to advance on this plane of existence. It's like a do-over. Every time we reincarnate here, we come back without the memories of our wisdom from other lives immediately accessible, and we have to work our way back toward it. That's part of the evolution process, however. So when you decide to open your mind to your intuitive inner knowing, life gets oh so interesting. Questions will bubble to the surface, and that little matter of supporting yourself through doubt arises. All you have to do, though, is remain open-minded and committed to the process. I can tell you that developing your intuition is a grand adventure and worth every question, every wobble of confidence, for the ability to go within is a powerful tool indeed. Now, in my developing classes, my students with varying levels of understanding and experience often say that class blew their mind. That is because in a safe setting of high vibration, they were able to tap into their inner knowing. There was no time to doubt or to analyze. I didn't tell them that what they were about to do is considered advanced. I want to remind you guys, tonight is open mic night, all calls all night long. Even though I'm chatting along as we go along, feel free to call in with a question or for a reading. The number again is 888-228-4494, USA and Canada, 877-489-6350 worldwide. That's 228-4494, USA and Canada. Just go ahead and call. I'll stop and scoot over to you. As I was saying how much I enjoy the surprise, I wanted to tell you how much I enjoy the surprise expressions of my students in class. You know, that look of shock and then surprise followed by the beginning of an awakening. Most especially, I enjoy the stunned reactions of husbands present in class at the insistence of their wife when they see undeniable proof of their own psychic ability. Many students attending for the first time with no psychic experiences to speak of, accurately remote view. That is, they send their mind to a distant location and identify a hidden object I've placed inside a box. And they also are able to connect with a partner, someone they never met before, by telepathy. Things get very exciting in my classroom. Isn't that amazing? The ability is within you. It's just a matter of activating it, followed by practice. And the good part of it is the process, the discipline, the practice of tapping into your inner knowing will teach you volumes about life and about yourself. It isn't only the benefit of inner knowing for guidance, but also you'll find out about your shortcomings, your fears, and most of all, your greatness. There is something about the commitment to determine that you're going to tune into your inner guidance and stick with it that brings up things within you that cause you to push past your old paradigms and to begin to clear out a lot of old belief systems. And this brings forward motion in your life in a big way. But it is often, I would describe it as often being uncomfortable initially because you're learning new things and you're stepping out of old belief systems and you're experiencing things that are, maybe you don't have a guarantee that your intuition is right, but you go for it anyway. And that's where the experience and the trust and the confidence is built up. So once again, everybody, I'm still talking along here. We're just chatting a bit, but I want you to know that it is an open mic night. I've reserved the whole night for you guys, so I hope that somebody will, you know, go ahead, take a chance, take a risk, call in. The number is 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350. That's worldwide. You can ask a question about anything that pertains to the psychic or paranormal, or you can request a reading, have a sample of my work, or see what a reading is like. Psychic readings are helpful to everyone, particularly in times like these. Psychic readings are not really meant to be something that answers all the questions for you. It is meant to be a prompt or a springboard for you to engage spirit on your own. That's really the essence of a strong psychic reading. I merely function as a connection between you and the spirit world. The reading itself has very personal connection for you, and it is direct information from the spirit world and your beings of light that are connected to you in every way at all times, and they are present in order to make sure that your concerns are addressed and mentioned in this reading. Psychic readings are not about how to win the lotto. Very often I have questions about romance, and that's okay. But psychic readings are not about a test to see if I really am real, although skepticism is certainly okay and accepted. The reason skeptics are so important is they help us sort out belief systems from actual prejudice. So skeptics are something that is an important part of the peace of the universe. My work, however, is focused on connecting you to the spirit world in a way that is understandable, practical, and easy. If you'd like to have a try at what my reading is like, just call 228-4494. I see I have a caller. Yay. I love callers. Thank God somebody's calling in here. Come on, people. Who's my caller on line 3?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. This is Brandy.
Brandy, hi.
Okay.
What can I do for you? Brandy lives here in Arizona as well. My friends are coming through for me, my true blue friends. What's your question, Brandy?
Well, my question is, are there any messages for me from Wanda Stoyer?
Wanda Stoyer. Brandy, has Wanda crossed over to the other side?
Yes.
Well, she. I tell you, when I look at her energy, when you spoke her name, I absolutely had this, this real bubbly, giggly reaction from her, on her part.
Uh-huh.
Was she like that in life?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
My God, she is just giggling her head off. It's like she's, you know how sometimes you get the giggles, really, really great laughing, and you just sort of fall back on the couch or on the floor, and you're just laughing your guts out? Well, that's Wanda right now. She thinks it is a hoot that you connected with her this way. But she also indicates to me that she's connected with you before, that you have either felt her presence when you were, maybe driving the car or doing something very ordinary, that she's passed by your presence before. Have you been aware of that?
Possibly, yes, in the convertible, because
mm-hmm.
we did take
Well, she mentioned the car in particular. Were you driving along, and she has sort of like, very often spirits will sort of pop in on our side of this dimension, and they'll just sort of be present for us at the most interesting times, like maybe, boring times, like when you're making dinner or something. But she's
uh-huh.
giving me the impression she popped in when you were driving, and she also is, she is so much fun. She
uh-huh.
She's mentioning something about your work that you're doing, your real estate.
Uh-huh.
Your sales?
Yes.
She's kind of like, she's got her hand up in the air like, you go, girl, you go, and giving me this sign of great approval about the work that you're doing. Also about some changes made in your life the last few years. You made some significant
uh-huh.
personal changes.
Uh-huh.
And she says, like, she's like thinking like, oh, right on, really good, really good. She is so exuberant.
Mm-hmm.
Exuberant at being connected. It is just delightful to be in her energy. She wants to tell you that she says, please say how much she sends her love.
Uh-huh.
She sends her love. She's, hand over heart, and she says, please send her my love. And she wishes she could send you a really long postcard and describe everything that she's experiencing over there, because it's really, she says, it's real damn exciting. That's how she says it's so damn exciting. It's just so exciting over here and so cool. She has some interest in, particularly in your daughter right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she knew your kids when she was here, but you know they can see our dimension as well as you know their own. They have access to all dimensions when they're out of the body, and she has a mixture of concern, loving concern, and interest in your daughter, and
uh-huh.
the place of life that she's in right now. And apparently there's a few issues with your daughter going on that are, you know, there's nothing like earth-shattering challenges, but decisions and a few unpleasant things that need resolution. And so she is telling me she's aware of that, and she is doing everything she can to send support from her side towards your daughter because your daughter's about to step into, the way she describes it, real life. Real
wow.
life. And she also,
very true.
Yeah, and she wants to say to you, she's just so bubbling over, and I have time, so I'd like to keep going.
Please.
She wants to tell you that, hold on a minute. Oh, in regards to your daughter, she says, and you know, when you're on the other side, they're very blunt. So she's just saying it like it is, you know, her opinion. She says to you, support her, but at the same time, it's really okay to relax a little bit and let go a little bit as far as, you know, helping and assisting her. Does that make sense to you?
It absolutely does, yeah.
And it's like it's really, she's reassuring you, it's really okay and the time is right for you to do that, even though it's going to feel strange or kind of funny when you begin to do it. And it's beneficial for your daughter. She'll respect you for it. It's also beneficial for you because from where you are right now, Wanda's pointing this. She's pointing like a road sign. She shows me like a road sign, you know, this way. She's pointing this way over here for you, Brandy, is really you stepping into, quote, real life too at a different stage of life, but stepping into a new role, a new place, and new, she's really gets excited about new interests that are coming into your what's around you. New interests, a couple of new people, and she's saying, she says to kind of like go with the flow is how she puts it. You know,
uh-huh.
please just go with the flow and, you know, just ride this next time, which she describes as 6 to 9 months.
Uh-huh.
Let that just ride that time like it's a great ride on one of your horses. By the way, did she know about your horses?
Yes.
Because
she's actually had them.
She put the word horse in big block letters, horses. You know,
wow.
she visits them. By the way, she visits them, Brandy.
Oh, ooh.
You know, she's around them at night is what she's telling me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and you know those pictures you took. I have to go here.
Right,
the
right.
I would not be surprised if what she is. Oh, she's laughing her head off, flapping her knees. She's if you didn't see her in one of those orbs, you will. You'll sense her energy there. Oh, she's delighted. It's like she's at a party. She just is so happy to connect with you this way. Sends her love, and she so enjoyed your friendship in while she was in the body, and it still exists is what she wants to finish up with.
Mm.
You
mm.
still are connected the way you were.
Mm. Wow. That brings tears to my eyes, yeah.
Oh, she's so precious.
She is.
She's really precious, Brandy. She loves you.
Mm.
She loves you, even though there was apparently one big glitch with you two at one point. You know, all of that doesn't matter. She just loves you. She's proud of you. She sends her love.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants you to kind of keep an eye out for her. She says I because she's I, orb.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
It does.
Oh, good.
I have a picture of her at my desk, and I'm looking at it as you're speaking.
Oh, that's so good. Now, what she wants to say when she comes around to visit you, that she brings a scent with her that smells kind of floral. You might notice that. It might be subtle, but that's a sign that she's around you.
What is the smell? I didn't
know. It's a floral, kind of a flowery smell. So, you know, that's a little sign of hers that will be, you know, a little go click. Oh, that must be Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Uh-huh.
Hi. How are you?
Tell her, well, let her know. She probably already knows this, but I've been taking good care of her plants.
Oh, maybe that's the reference to the flower of the plants, maybe. Oh, bless her heart. She is a delight, absolute delight.
Well,
oh, Brandy,
wonderful.
That's great. That's a good connection. I'm so glad you called.
Yes, and thank you so much, Tall Cat.
Well, you're welcome.
Very touching.
You know, just remember, she's just sending her love and blowing you kisses like crazy and laughing.
I can believe it.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I believe we have, thank goodness, another caller on line two. Who am I speaking to? Do I have a caller on line two?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
This is Paul Cat. How can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me any information about how much longer I have doing what I'm doing right now. It's kind of hard to explain.
Okay. I get the impression that what you're doing right now, does it have something to do with employment?
Well, that's one thing, but I had some help in mind. I'm kind of going through, like, purification, I guess you could call it. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of wondering how long. I am working on, like, employment, but that was kind of a secondary thing.
Okay.
So whatever you have, I'm not sure how to ask it.
Okay. Let me just go with what I pick up on, and we'll see if I'm in the right energy with you or not. I have the feeling, Mark, when I look at your energy, that you are almost like you have been, this is the visual I get, almost like you've been serving time, or almost like you've been, when I say serving time, I almost like held back, or not able to move forward. Does that sound right to you?
How much longer? How much longer is am I in prison here?
Okay. Is it what you need to know, Mark, and this is a metaphor, but it's also literal, that actually I see you in a room with a locked door, but the interesting thing is that you really have the key yourself. The key is not outside the door. The key is with you. And when you decide to change and go forward, it is from within you. It's not exterior. It's not outside. And there's nothing keeping you where you are except your own thoughts on the matter. And you don't have a debt to pay. It's almost like what you're doing is almost like you have to, in some way, through either practices of some kind, either fasting or mental focus or restrictions on your activities or your thinking, you're being quite hard on yourself. And it actually is time to release that and let that go. It's really it's so important that you get that it's within you. It could stop now, right this minute. If you take the key out, open the door, and go through it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no time limit as to how long this time has to go on, because it's almost as though you've been suffering, right?
Say that again.
It seems to me that you've almost been suffering recently. It's been very difficult.
Yeah, it's a difficult time, but it's just something I have to go through. It's not, you know, it's like a job. You know, it's so much I've got to do to get from point A to point B. I just want to know like how much time is it going to take me to get to point B when it's over?
You can go there the instant that you let go of trying. The trying part, the struggling part, the effort. If you release that and focus on the actual place you want to be, where you really want to go, because what very often when we focus, we tend to focus on trying, and all we manifest is trying instead of where we want to be. I want to recommend something for you to read that I really think would help you. It's a channeling by a group of collected entities called Abraham, and it's done by Esther Hicks. So it look up on the computer, just type in Abraham, like in the Bible, Abraham Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. Did you get it?
Abraham Hicks. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can go to, that'll take you to the website. You can review a little bit of what those teachings are. They're beautiful teachings, and they're about freedom and liberation, and that's where you're headed.
Okay.
You just need a few insights and adjustments, and you're good to go, Mark. And by the way, you've got improvement just around the corner. And a lot of this heavy is going to drop off.
Okay.
And be willing to let it drop off. And I have a suggestion that's going to sound really stupid, but it is from the spirit world, and they want you to lighten up. In fact, anything that makes you laugh, a movie, a book, an activity, go toward it. There's healing in it.
Okay.
You have a good future ahead of you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that was interesting because we got a little bit of everything. We got a little medium work with talking to the dead people on the other side, and we got a little bit of something else and a little mixture of a little of everything. So since we were talking about the, you know, we had a little bit of a session there with Wanda from the other side, I just would like to give everybody that's listening a few hints and a few pointers on ways to connect for yourself with people on the other side that you love. I think most of us really know in our heart of hearts that when our loved ones cross over, we're still connected through the bond of love. That doesn't change. Where we have a problem is that they're not physically here with us. They're not in a physical body. And so we can't touch them, we can't see them, and we feel separate from them. But the most important thing to know about that is that the separation is an illusion. We actually are great, great radiant balls of light when we're not in our body. And the only separation from you and your loved ones on the other side is whatever you carry in your mind about it. It's very easy to connect with them. If you want to connect with a loved one on the other side, or even a beloved pet, the best way to do it is move toward their energy with a happy vibration that is upbeat. So often we think when we want to connect with a loved one from the other side that, you know, it's almost natural to us because we miss them and we love them, you know, to weep and to say how much we miss them and we wish they were here. Or maybe that we're so sorry for something or something like that. But if you know, and I'm telling you that this is so, they do not regret being where they are. They are in a wonderful place. And when you come toward them with a vibration of love and happiness extended out toward them, it makes the communication so much easier. And here's how to know if you're connecting with someone on the other side. If you have a thought about the person or their name crosses your mind several times during the day, you know, or you just happen to think about something you did with them a few years ago, that is a connection. Now, it's subtle, and you'd have to pay attention to it, but most people don't know that that is the other person on the other side that you love trying to reach you here on this side. If you tune into that and you pay attention to it and maybe say, oh, hi, so-and-so. I love you so. I'm so happy to hear from you. The connection may go a little farther, and you may find that you can periodically touch base with that person. It's really not that hard to do. It's simply a matter of vibration and frequency. No, you can't see them with your physical eyes, although if you develop your abilities, you probably could. But they are very much alive and present, whether it's a child, a pet, a grandmother, a friend, a lover, sister, brother, doesn't matter. They, being out of the body, are truly free and liberated and are able to access many dimensions and levels of life, including ours. And they remain interested in what's going on with our lives, the little details of our lives. However, they also have many things to do and explore where they are. Their life is very full and very rewarding on the other side. So if you have a connection, like as a thought passing through your mind, or even if you come across a name that is the same name as someone you lived on the other side, that, as subtle as it is actually a bona fide connection with your person on the other side. And all you have to do is kind of, you know, go toward that. A photograph of the person that you love, if you keep it around your, you know, at your bedside or in your office desk or in your home, that's helpful. When you go by, say hi, say their name. And this is a way of just maintaining the connection from time to time so that you begin to understand there is no separation between the other side and this plane. It's all lateral, and they are very much alive. Your loved ones are alive and well, and they live on, and so will you. Isn't that a wonderful truth? Isn't that a beautiful truth? So also we talked quite a bit about the ability to begin to use your own inner knowing. I offer readings, and I love giving readings, and I like being helpful to people in that way, and that's my work, and I do it professionally. But what happens in a reading can often be done by you yourself. You can connect to spirit and also receive guidance and leadings for yourself without consulting the psychic. It's very important that you don't give your power away to anybody that does what I do. Never let anyone force a belief on you that doesn't feel comfortable. So we have a little bit of more time left, so I'm going to give you the phone numbers just in case you'd like to squeeze in a last-minute call for USA and Canada, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350 worldwide or elsewhere. Oh, time for a shameless plug. I will be teaching here in Arizona in Pine Top. I'll be teaching Psychic 101, which happens to be Intuitive Development. That is on Saturday, May 17th at Wings of Light. If you want to know more about it, just check my website. That's Karen, Tall Cat with a K, Conley.com. Also, if you'd like to listen to this show or any other show again, all of my shows are archived on the website and you can listen to them free. That's Karen, Tall Cat with a K, Conley. If you want to schedule a reading or find out about an event, for contact, you can do Mr. Dot Tall Cat with a K, Mr. Dot Tall Cat with a K at gmail.com, or call 813-928-3105. So, as I was saying, it's very possible for you to access leading on your own. That is the best way to do it. You want to have your main connection be to the source within you, the divine source within you. And you want to be able to go within and access that source under any condition, at any time, anywhere, any place. The best information that you can receive is from spirit to you directly. That's the best way, and it's worth developing that ability. It really doesn't take that much to do it. And the main suggestions that I have for tuning in to your own inner guidance and getting your own inspiration is the ability to be still. That usually means meditation or absolutely quiet time where all thought ceases and you can actually stop using your brain. You'll think and you'll say my butt hurts or I'm hungry and you bring your attention back within over and over again until you hit a place that is quiet and still, and then just stay there. I call that the void, source, or the origin of all things. Just that ability alone is incredibly empowering and balancing and healing. So stillness is important. Being fully present is another important factor, that is really tuned in and really listening, because psychic guidance, you need to be present in the moment, because psychic guidance is, it varies. It can be as subtle as a tickle, or it can be a big old kaboom like a thunderbolt in front of you, or it might come in any number of endlessly creative ways. The way to find out the way your communication is working and how it works best for you is to get a journal and then maintain it. All it takes is the commitment to regular entries into that journal. You'll be writing down insights that you had, or little flashes or vibes that you picked up. You want to date the page that it happened and describe briefly what it was. Record your dreams, because very often spirit works with us in our sleep, especially in the beginning. Record your dreams, record your vibes, and don't judge it. Just write down something about it. And keep doing it consistently. It keeps you connected to that side of life. Our lives are so fast today. There's television and movies and so much entertainment, and everything is fast-paced. And it's easy to forget that part of living, when that's really the most important, exciting, and fun part, and why we're here. The journal will keep you balanced and grounded that way. And as you look back over a period of time, weeks, months, I have journals I've looked back at from years ago, and it's amazing the progress and the interesting map of guidance, and the way you see your growth and how you're expanding and your understanding. It is so affirming and so confident build. It really builds your confidence to keep a journal. I suggest keeping it by the bedside so that you either write in it in the morning or before you go to bed. And it fits nicely to your regular life and all your other responsibilities. And you'll find yourself sort of blending everyday responsibilities with spiritual practice and spiritual disciplines. That's stillness, which means meditation or quiet time. Focus, which means full attention. And presence, which is just awareness. And you know, we have to train ourselves to be aware. I often say, if you want to begin to learn how to be intuitive or to use your psychic ability, just start observing things, paying more attention to what's going on around you. It's amazing what you'll pick up. I got a feeling about that. That doesn't feel right. That doesn't smell right. You know, I don't like that gut. I have a gut feeling about that. These phrases that we use, we're actually expressing all the time that we have intuition at work. We may not be aware of it, but it's happening, because we all came to the planet with it. We just need to tune into it a little bit more. We have very little time left, but we have just a teeny bit if somebody wants to squeak in a call at 888-228-4494 for USA and Canada. Once again, if you'd like to listen to this show or any of the other archive shows, we have some wonderful guest shows in archives. Last week, I spoke with James Gilead from Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrials. He's a fascinating, fascinating man doing amazing work in Mount Adams, Washington. We also had Hope and Randy Mead, the filmmakers for Orbs the Veil is Lifting. Also fascinating interviews. So if you want to listen free to the archive shows, just go to my website, KarenTallCatWithAKConley.com. And if you need to contact me for readings or for events, just use Mr.TallCat@gmail.com or 813-928-3105. Mr. Tallcat is my dear hubby, and he is affectionately known by my clients and some of my friends as Mr. Tallcat. He helps me with setting appointments and such. So, once again, remember, you came to this planet with enough ability, psychic intuitive ability, to help you make it all the way back home. You have had it from the time you came into this planet. It's just a matter of tuning in and beginning to use it. So I think that we are, that's about it for now. We're coming up on the end of the show. Once again, I'll be teaching Intuitive Development, Psychic 101, on Saturday, May 17th, at Wings of Light in Pine Top, Arizona. And I will see you next time. That'll be Wednesday, May 14th at 6:55 PDT, right here on Station 2 on BBS. I'm going to send you out with a little more of Mr. Mark Stanton Welch's I Trust My Vibes. See you next time. Bye.
Through my body, all around my soul. Roll me over, spirit.